The Wrath of God, Bible Students Courses by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. As we are learning, there are great differences between human and divine passions. Wrath is an outstanding example. Our anger is quite subjective and often can be foolish, even destructive. However, divine wrath is always rooted in His divine love. Human wrath can be unpredictable, while divine wrath is always perfectly predictable. God is never malicious. He never misses sins in His anger. God's wrath is but the divine qualities of His loving jealousy, the perfection of His passion that will never let us go. Gustavus Hiller writes aptly concerning God's wrath. Since God is love and can never change His nature, His wrath must also be a manifestation of His love. Just as a genuine human father shows his love just as much toward his wayward son when he chastises him, or as when he at other times gives him good gifts, God's wrath simply manifests the eagerness of His love, which desires the salvation of His human children, and therefore is bent on overcoming and abolishing all obstacles that hinder His gracious purpose. So His indignation is altogether holy, and His wrath is His love in operation, to bring about the salvation of mankind. Interestingly, the primary Greek word translated wrath is orgē, and it carries the meaning of properly desire as a reaching forth or excitement of the mind. Strong's exhaustive concordance. Originally, any natural impulse or desire or disposition. Vine's expository dictionary. The mind, the spirit that is breathed out, an intense passion of the mind. Bullinger's critical lexicon. To teem, denoting an internal motion, especially that of plants and fruits swelling with juice. Thayer's lexicon. There is nothing intrinsically or naturally negative about this word's original meaning. Couple this with the fact that God is love, and we have an awareness of what has been so commonly translated as the wrath of God. One author has pointedly written, what is translated as wrath in conventional translations cannot, as commonly believed, be an essential change of disposition on God's part toward man. God has only one disposition, one inclination, one divine posture in His relationship with man, that of unconditional love coming to us in unearned grace. He is determined to fully give Himself to us unreservedly. When one sees this, we become His bondslave, bound by such love. The primary Greek work translated as wrath is orge, from which we get our English word orgy in its various forms. The word itself and its root convey aroused passion, excitement, a reaching after, and overlaps in meaning with thumos, translated also as wrath. Ed Brown translates orge as God's intrinsic fervor. I like that. I think Ed has captured the essential meaning. For me, it suggests ravishing love. Since God is love, then wrath necessarily is a form of love. For nothing could proceed out from the nature of God that is inconsistent with the love that He is. The conclusion is just too obvious once one has been delivered from the dark, demonic imagination that fuels eternal torment dogma. Namely, that God, when faced with the ontological contrarianism that seeks to impose on us a false identity, with us being overcome by a false persona, His love is aroused to reclaim us, to lay claim with divine jealousy to that which belongs to Him. With intrinsic fervor, He reaches out to possess that which is His, and we are His by creation and by redemption. What is commonly called the wrath of God is that quality of love that will not let us go and will not let us miss the glory of His love. It's an awesome, passionate, jealous, intense, possessive love that when heated up fills us with awe. Initially, it can be terribly frightening to be the object of such fervor.